To another episode of Shut Your Face Podcast with me, Bree, your host. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me, to subscribe, to interact, to all of the good things that you guys do. Thank you so, so much. Let's get into it.
Hi! Welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face. It's me, Bree, your host. So, I always feel weird like doing that. Yeah, I don't think you realize how like what type of confidence you have to gain to get like to like video yourself in any way, shape, or form. I have a whole new respect for content creators because I'm definitely not that person. But just like putting yourself out in front of a video, it's crazy. It's a whole nother ball game. But I want to talk about, I don't want to sound like I'm like this know-it-all. I'm obviously not. I'm not a know-it-all in any way, shape, or form. I'm learning as I go. But I feel the need that since I was so by myself in what I just recently went through and then other things in life, maybe it would help somebody else that may or may not go through the same thing, may or may not help somebody in some form or fashion because I didn't necessarily have that help. So, I want to talk about forgiveness and acceptance. So, when somebody hurts you, whether it's like directly at you, or they hurt somebody that you love, or something that you love, an animal or whatever have you, or anything of that nature, you get mad or they step over a boundary or whatever, most everybody that you ever hear says, learn to forgive them. Learn to forgive them. I think I found a new way to do that. Okay? How about not necessarily forgive them? Because there's some bitches out there that I will never fucking forgive for what they've done to me. But I'm going to accept them. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to accept that this is who you are. This is what you've presented to me. We're going to accept that. And we're not going to ask why. We're not going to sit here and ponder why me or what did I do to you or some type of closure. That is the closure. The closure is accepting that this person is who they have presented you to you. So that kind of goes into the whole like true character of somebody. We all know that the true character of a person is what they do when nobody else is watching, not what they present out into the world to make you think otherwise. Because that will always either fade or sustain itself. Usually 99% of the time it will either fade or sustain itself. Like I literally saw a girl who sitting there preaching about women empowerment. We should lift other women up. But she's talked shit about me. Okay. Granted, I've like had no interaction to amount to anything with this lady. Hardly none. Like nothing. I've recommended people to her and we've spoken about like a particular logo situation, which I don't like, I left that alone. And then I kindly asked her, I was like, hey yo, can you tag me with some of the photos of the embroidery that we did for a particular club? She's failed to look at it or say anything. Of course, I absolutely tagged her in photos that she took because, you know, you want to show respect. But here she is like preaching women empowerment, we should uplift each other, but it's only for the women that you pick, not all women. Granted, it would be different if somebody did something to her. If I did something to her, but nobody's done nothing to the lady. This right here, and I hate to use example because again, I think she's a great photographer. She's a gorgeous human being. Have nothing but love for her. I don't know why she feels the way she does about me, but this is why you just can't like believe everything you see. And it's comical. I hate to laugh because I was naive like that. I was very naive when it came to seeing what people would post. And I thought, oh, okay, that's them. No. No, it's not. And it's sad that that is the time that we live in. Because, you know, everybody quickly goes to social media to check up on this, see what they're working with. And you can just be so misled by so many various different people. It's sad. It's really sad. But whereas back in the day before social media, you had to meet them face to face, and that's what you got. Which you could still get fake then too, but whatever. You get what I'm saying. Anyways, not to digress, okay? And this is not to hurt anybody in any way, shape, or form. Nobody want, that's not my whole prerogative on this is not to sit here and bash people and make you pick a side and make you hate somebody. That's not what I'm about. I don't need to do that to be successful. I never have, and I'm not going to start. But I'm going to present to you what has happened, like fact, like reality of things and people, as I have done thus far. So that's just the fact with Kat. And people are allowed to have whatever opinion that they want of you. If somebody doesn't like you, they don't have to explain that. And, you know, if that's the case, absolutely. But to preach the things that a lot of people preach on the internet, nobody would say anything, because if you had to actually do it and practice it, nobody would post anything, actually, because that's a prime example. Women should uplift women, and women should do this. Okay, but it's just for certain women, not all women. Right. So your post isn't plausible. Take it down. Wouldn't nobody post anything if that was the case? And I don't mean to be like sarcastic about it. It's just, it blows my mind. And I guess maybe I'm the only person that does this. So self-reflection will really give you a better quality of life. And that's what I try to do. Like, I don't know if people actually notice this or not, but I'll post things and end up deleting it, or I'll like change things and do this, because I've caught myself in that very same situation. I'm sitting here preaching something, I'm like, oh shit, here I am preaching something I ain't even practiced. But that's a standard I hold for myself, and not everybody does that. And then again, some people are just trying to put on a good show for you and fool you, which sucks, but it happens. Anyways, back to my initial thing. It's easier to look at that and go, you know what, I'm going to accept that this is who you are, and we're just going to roll on. I'm not going to sit here and go, why doesn't she like me? What did I do to her? You know, who said what to her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, she's missing out on a good person, not me at this point. So I'm just going to accept it, that I have experienced a different version of this person than other people have, and move on with my life. I don't need to forgive her. Just accept that that's what it is. And I feel like that might be actually harder in certain situations, but it's worth it in the end. Because if you sit here and you go, okay, you know what, I'm going to forgive you for being that type of woman. Well, she has a right to do what she wants to do. I mean, clearly, if you listen to me right now, I'm totally taking all emotion out of it. She has a right to not like me, for whatever reason. And I've obviously respected that right. I remove myself from the situation. I do not bother anybody anymore. If I do not feel welcome, I will absolutely remove myself. That's not a problem. Because the last message I sent her, she never even looked at it. I said, okay. So, for me to go, I forgive you. She's done nothing to be forgiven of. Technically, she has a right to not want to speak to me, to not want to have anything to do with me, by all means. So, if I switch my train of thought to, you know what, I'm going to accept this how it is. Clearly, this only applies to whoever she wants to apply it to, and not me. Again, we're going to accept that, and we're going to move on to somebody else. That's what we're going to do. And I feel like that's a happier way to live and be, because I have very much gotten caught up in the whole, like, why did they do this to me? Like, as any normal human would, like, that, don't let fucking society or social people or social media, like, threaten you to think that it's weak to give a fuck. No. No. It's actually pretty strong to give a fuck about things. But it's okay to sit there and go, you know what? Why did they do that? I'm sure everybody can relate to a situation where you have been really nice or you've gone out of your way and they didn't like it or they treated you badly or whatever have you, whether it was somebody you knew known for a long time or somebody you just barely knew. Most any human being can relate to that type of situation. And it's easier to move on with your life instead of going, why me? Okay, well, this is who they are. I might not like it and I might not understand it, but we're going to accept that. We're going to put it in a folder and we're going to roll on. Especially if you've done everything that you can do. I mean, clearly that's all you can do. So again, I'm not trying to talk bad about, you know, she's a good photographer, clearly a good mother, clearly a business owner, clearly does good things, you know, great. It's just frustrating for me to see the hypocrisy. And this is not just the horse industry. This is anywhere. This is humans in general. Like, just the audacity of the hypocrisy. And people don't even want to see it. Because I try very hard not to be a hypocrite. I've actually had situations where I'm like, you know what, Brie? This would not be very, very so-and-so of you. This would not be right. And I have to correct my own self. But accepting people for who they are will give you a quieter, more fulfilling life. And that's, I think that's like top tier not giving a fuck. Because a lot of people sit there and throw that out there. They're like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That's why you said something. That's why you had a reaction. That's why you even brought it up. Yeah, of course we care. Of course I care why she doesn't like me. That's not anything, really. That's pretty that's a pretty normal human reaction to why somebody may or may not like you. Just like why somebody may slap you across the face. Okay, well, what did I do, you know? Or why somebody leaves you, or why somebody doesn't love you, or why you got fired, or why you got hired, or whatever have you. That's a pretty normal human reaction to ask why. And it's very rare that an individual is really like just up there not give a fuck. That's really rare. A lot of people preach it, but they don't necessarily can do it. But the ones that really just don't give a fuck, you don't see any, you won't see a video like this. You won't see any type of nothing. You won't see anything. And wouldn't we all love to be right there to not care? But then again, family, spouses, children, animals, you give a fuck about them. You care about them. So it's a normal human reaction to ask why and to care. But I think it's really hard to ask a person to forgive somebody for something that's not necessarily forgivable, but can be accepted. Can be like, you know what? I accept that this happened. Now I can bury it and roll on. It's same thing like with DT Performance. I literally have had nothing but the weirdest fucking situations with this chick. And I have done nothing. I have literally, I just started a business. That's it. I minded it by myself. But she came to me to order. Then she proceeded to start her own business, which actually would have been fine. I wouldn't have given a flying fuck if she decided to do what I do, if she would have kept the lines clean. But she decided to dirty up them lines, be shady, talk shit, cause me problems, blah, blah, blah. All for nothing. And so here's the deal. Here's the thing, okay? If you support her, that's great. If she's good to you, she should be, okay? But that doesn't change what she did to me. didn't call her up and go, yo, steal my business and talk shit about me. I didn't do that. She decided to do that. So, again, if she's good to you, that's great. This is what she did to me. Would most of you like that to happen to you? Probably fucking not. That's why it's real quiet. But that's what happened to me. The other day, I'm minding my fucking business, as I have done for the past, since I've been doing this on social media, since I've been doing this, since I've been around these people, right? Minding my own business. Somebody reaches out to me to stir the pot. This little girl named Brittany decides to reach out to me. I'm minding my own business. Here comes Brittany. Can I get some award information? Did you make these right here? So I go to see what she's talking about, as any normal business would do. Because if I don't, I'm a bitch, right? Okay, so you know the corner I'm in. Cool. So I go to see what it is. And I'm like, no, we didn't. Okay, cool. She said that they said that I made it. Granted, I'm minding my own business when this happens, okay? She says they said I made this thing. So obviously any normal human's gonna go, hey, yo, are you telling people that we made this? Like, what's up? I always try to approach these types of situations a little tiptoe, because I had a feeling this girl was trying to stir the pot, but you want to give people the benefit. You want to assume that you're dealing with common sense humans and not little 12-year-olds. Anyways, I asked this lady very kindly, hi, are you telling people by any chance that we made this? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. No. Well, I lied. I asked her, I said, who made this? And she said, DT Performance. I said, oh, okay. Well, somebody told me that you're telling people we made it. Obviously, I don't give a shit where you got it from. If you and her, again, if she's good to you and y'all work good together, that's great. Nobody really cares. She did what she did to me. You know this. Move as you will. So I tell the lady, I go, okay, well, so-and-so said that, and I sent her a screenshot. I'm like, this is what this girl said to me. So I didn't want you to think, you know, like, this is all I'm going off of. We have to check this stuff out. Any normal company would, right? Okay. She goes, no. I go, okay, well, we don't want to be associated with any of this and none of that or them. So thank you very much. And then the girl, as I knew she was, I should have bet my life on it, because I knew she was stirring the pot somehow. Why? We have no idea. Why does anybody decide to do this to a human? I have no idea, because I got better things to do than to do what this little girl did. She's a grown woman, but she acted like a 12-year-old, because this is what 12-year-olds do. This is the same shit I've dealt with for 5 years. Anyway. I try to still give this girl the benefit of the doubt, because she goes, oh no, how could I mess that up? Again, I'm being very friendly. I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very courteous and just like, okay, I'm not sure what this girl's doing, why she's doing it. Why is this like, this doesn't have to be this way. She drops off. Here I have given this girl information, which is fine. It's not that big of a deal. Anybody and their brother could get it. It's really not that big of a deal. She drops off. I wait like a week and follow up, as any normal business would. What happened? She bounces back. I don't like what you... Hold on. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you exactly what she said. She bounces back and she says, no, I said, no, this is what I said to her. I said, oh, I said, hey, sweet girl, did you find a picture of the logo? the igloo or whatever cooler she was asking about, because she just dropped off. And I'm like, she said she was going to get, I said, yes, ma'am. Now, how many awards did you need to purchase, or you don't know right now? Well, we're still finalizing what you're wanting to, or what are wanting to order. I don't know. Looking at your catalog, whatever. Oh, okay. Awesome. So then I waited, the next day, and I just said, hey, did you find a picture of the cooler that you were talking about? And regardless, what's the budget that you guys are working with? She never responded. Okay. This was on the 6th. So on the 12th, I said, oh, so you were wasting my time. This is after all of this little drama happened. No, I wasn't wasting your time, but at this point, I'll look elsewhere. We fucking already saw that coming. I don't think I can get him back in my head far enough. Like, and y'all think this is okay? I was raised better than this. This is like this shit right here. And you wonder why you're not respected. That's bullying, is what that is. That's bullying somebody. That's bothering me for no reason. This is the stuff. This is the stuff. That's exact same situation, but times 10 over and over that I was dealing with. And I kept my cool about it. I still stayed real chill and got shit done. I would be ashamed of myself if I acted like that. She knew what she was doing. Like, the quicker I've gotten better. When I first was dealing with this, like, particular instance and these people and this stuff, I don't know if they all come from DT or not. But even Megan's another perfect example. I was such a good friend to her. Like, I was such a good person to her. Through and through. Like, such a good human to her. Just to see people turn like that is mind-blowing to me. I mean, I knew loyalty doesn't necessarily exist. I get that, right? But it's mind-blowing to me that it was so quick to change, because I didn't know why. Like, I didn't know why somebody would do this to another person. I couldn't do that to another person. I could not just be mean to people for the fucking hell of it. That's like this Britney girl, just for the hell of it. Just being mean for the hell of it. Like, and then want to try to chalk it up to customer service. What? We knew what she was doing from the get-go. That'd be a good story, actually. So I had this girl in high school. Can you see this pattern here? Why do I have this pattern? I had this girl in high school who constantly bullied me. And she was like a clown. I swear to God. Everywhere I went, she would show up and she would just laugh. She was literally a clown. She was a clown. Like, she just laughed at me all the time. Why? We have no idea. And I have always been, I love it, because I don't click nothing. Anyways, I've always been the type of person to walk away. Let's walk away. We are not, violence is not the key. Not the key. Let's walk away. Let's walk away. Ain't nobody trying to do that. Okay. Until finally, I got tired of walking away from her. And I beat the shit out of this bitch. On gravel in the driveway. This was before we had camera phones, and we just, it was the best thing in the entire world. And she left me alone after that. I never had any more issues out of her. And I saw her years later. So, you know, I'm sitting here, I tell these stories of the things that happened to me, and other business owners have things happen to them like this, and other good people have to go through shitty ass things. And you know, the good thing for us is that we're signing up for good karma. We're signing up for good things that are going to happen for us. And these people are signing up for bad things. They're signing up for bad things. I don't know how people could be so rude to people and so mean to people. back to the initial whole point of this whole episode is the quicker we can accept it, the better it is than asking for forgiveness. So just like this Brittany girl, I just went on ahead and accepted the fact that I knew this girl was not going to buy anything. I knew that she was wasting my time. I knew that she was stirring the pot. She was doing something she shouldn't have been doing. I don't need to know why, nor do I give a fuck. And I don't necessarily need to forgive her, because I don't. I think it's stupid as hell. Like, it's not even disrespectful to me. She looks like a dumbass. So it's disrespectful to herself. So the quicker I go, you know what? That is what that is. Let that be. Just let that be. I think people forget that a business has to be non-emotional to run. But we are humans back here. I mean, like, we're humans back here. And to throw up our every, like, move, to put us in the corner of your business, like what she just did, basically. No, I wasn't wasting your time, but never mind. Like, gonna try to flip it on me for calling her out. I don't know who tells anybody that you're just supposed to lay there and take that shit, but no, absolutely fucking not. Whether you work for yourself or not, ain't nobody supposed to just lay there and take it. Because I watch multiple businesses, bigger, smaller, same size as me, they don't put up with near half of the crap that I've put up with. That's what some of y'all need. I told a girl last week, I said, do I need to come to California and teach you some manners? And I don't regret saying it one bit. Because I legit would not be in business if I talked to people the way that people talk to me. I don't know if I have something on my forehead that just says, let's just treat this one like shit. And no, nobody else, but just this one. I don't know if it's on, like, if it's on the back of my shirt or something. I have no idea. But that seems to be the case. So, here's the deal. Acceptance over forgiveness. Because you don't necessarily have to try to forgive somebody for doing some shit that's unforgivable. Something you didn't deserve. But you can accept it. Accept that this is what happened. This is the reality. This is the facts of the situation. Back to DT performance. The facts of my situation, this is what this girl did. Okay? I'm not here to make you hate her or not hate her or buy from her or not buy. That's not my pride. I don't give a shit. If you and her get along, that's great. Y'all carry on. Go on. But I'm not going to sit here and not speak what has been done to me just to keep the peace anymore. Like, what I went through and dealt with, nobody else should have to deal with, and maybe they'll feel better if they know somebody else has gone through it or experienced it. So if this happens to hurt somebody, if this happens to hurt somebody else, I am stating facts. You did it, not me. Nobody asked you to do what you did. You did it. Same thing with Elm City. We're just going to call her Elm City. Fake Christian. Nobody asked her to do what she did. She did it on her own. Nobody said, hey, why don't you lie about me? Why don't you drag this out? Why don't you do all the things that you did? Nobody asked her to do that. She's a grown woman. She did it on her fucking own. So why should she not have to deal with the consequences of that? I'm the stripper that you had to apologize to while you thought you were better than me. How lame is that? How lame is the whole situation? You know what? I've not said this before, but it's really sad. There's so many times where I sat and I cried. I cried because the whole situation could have been avoided. The whole situation could have been avoided. At any point in time, that girl could have said, you know what, my bad, let's move forward, let's my bad, let's roll on. But for some god-awful fucking reason, she just want to fucking make it worse. Same thing with DT. Me and her could have got along great. We could have just stayed in our own lanes. And we could have had a great... We could have absolutely helped each other just blow up. But when you do shady shit, you can't be trusted, sweets. You got more respect for people that walk through the front door than the ones that try to break in the back. See? Even the computer knows. So, like, you know, to see these people, like, laugh at me is even more comical because I guess they think that they're humbling me, or I guess they think that they're, like, belittling me or pushing me down or whatever, but I'm just sitting here going, do you realize how dumb you look? I mean, anybody can see through it. Even more so now, like at the time when all that shit went down on the internet the second time, that was a weird feeling. Like it was just like a helpless feeling. But now, more as time like goes on and you look back on it, I look back on things, more and more people like come forward and they're like, we can see that. We can see it. We can see the difference. Like, we see. And the amount of people that's come back has even been more, like, not necessarily comical. But the ones that talk shit, that tried to come back and order from me, I got a list of those. That's even more funny. I'm here to tell you that you can get through it and you can get tougher. Not that I wasn't tough. It's really tough to not give up and to keep something alive like I did through something like that. Not a lot of places can survive that. So I give myself a pat on the back for that. But I'm here to tell you, if you are a small business or you are whatever you're going through in life that may be relatable to something like this, try to look at it as and accept what it is versus forgive. Okay? Try that. Even let's say girlfriends or friends groups and stuff like that. Let's not get in the habit of go, you know what, I forgive you. Let's get in the habit of, you know what, I accept you. This is the color scheme you have presented to me. So we are going to go with that. Because grace can only go so far. I actually had this conversation with my mom about grace. If somebody makes a mistake that's out there, out of the norm, absolutely. Here's all the grace in the world. Here's a grace for random strangers. Absolutely. By all means. I try to be that person. I try to be very, like, empathetic and very, like, understanding of what other people have got going on. Like, it's okay. Calm down. But I'm also very intuitive. And if I see bullshit, I'll call bullshit. And I'm usually pretty right about it. Anyways, grace cannot be abused. So, they do it once, absolutely all the grace in the world, given the situation. Like, not murder, obviously, but like, you know, whatever. Let's say you had a miscommunication. My bad, it's all good. No, it's no big deal, right? Let's move on. Even the second time, I'm probably going to give grace. I'm probably going to be like, it's okay. It's all good. It is what it is. Because I'm probably the first person to, like, look at me. I'll pick up the mirror and be like, what did I do? But then the third or fourth time, it's like, okay, this is clearly who you are. We're going to accept that. So we are prepared. And then we're going to move on. Because if you get caught into the whole societal thing of forgiveness and forgive you, if you look at it and go, you know what, I forgive you, it's going to be hard to get to that point because some things are just very unforgivable. They are. They've stolen from you multiple times. That's hard to forgive. It's hard to build trust on that. They've cheated on you multiple times. That's hard to forgive. At a certain point, you're like, you know what? No. I'm not sacrificing my well-being to forgive you. Megan, DT, whatever the things these people have done to me throughout business when I was good to them. You know what? I don't necessarily forgive you. I don't. Because you didn't have to do that. Like, you didn't. You literally did not have to do it. You could have left me alone. I accept you. I accept the fact that DT was shady with me. That is what it is. I accept the fact that Megan did what she did, said what she said, done what she done. I accept that. That's the version that I got. And to sit here and not, to sit here and go, like, particularly, like, here's the thing. Let's say you do business with DT. By all means, you should continue to do that. If she's good to you and you like it, then by all means, stay there. It's not my job to sit here and go, you need to hate her and hate Megan, hate DT. Oh God, take them down. That's not what this is about. That's not at all. I am healing from what version I got of them that I had to learn to accept. This is what happened. This is what it is. And I think you come out better. It's been very, like, I try to not get worked up, and I'm a pretty strong bitch. It's been very healing for me to just speak of these things. Because I was very much raised, we were very much raised to, I don't want to say push it under the rug, but keep the peace. You want to keep the peace. You don't want conflict. You don't want drama, right? That's how we were raised. That's how we were raised. Keep the peace. Keep the peace. That's been my mindset most of my life. Keep the peace. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. I'm usually the first one to just be like, oh, okay. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Let it go. Let it go. Just like I did with the first post that happened to me. Nobody said, I just said nothing. Walked away. Walked away. Walked away. If that don't show you that, I don't know what else does. Anyways, it's been very therapeutic for me to just even speak about it. Because there's a lot of things growing up in my life, and I don't know if other people can relate or not. But you feel like you can't speak about it. You just have to let it go. Like, just let it go. Don't talk about it. No, sometimes I need to talk about it. I need to say what happened to me. Okay? That doesn't mean that somebody's asking you to accept it or support it or not support it or argue it or not argue it. That's that. Nobody gives a fuck. I'm just simply getting this shit out. You do what you want with it. That's the gist of it. Here's the thing. Nobody's out to make an enemy. Nobody's out to try to cause all these problems and stuff. That's not what we're about. But this is what happened to me. And I feel 900 million times better talking about it. I wish I would have talked about it when it was happening. I wish I would have had enough strength to talk about it when it was happening. But I was so, like, scared's not the word. But I was so, like, just on fucking eggshells. I was so on eggshells. Y'all have no idea. I was so scared to post orders because then somebody would say something to me. Or if I didn't post orders, somebody would say something to me. It was constant. And these people, here's the other biggest thing. I'm not mad at these particular people. This is why you would see me have conversations with them, because I tried so hard to talk to them, to communicate with them. It's because of something that they were said. So if this is what you're presented about somebody and they don't do it in a fashion that's, like, open-minded and, like, you know, unbiased, I guess, or whatever. This is the wrong word. You're going to believe it. And then you're going to treat that person in this type of way, whether it's true or not. It's just like working at a strip club. The amount of husbands that I had gotten in my DMs because they assume strippers are, like, loose and whores and they'll do whatever and all this kind of stuff is fucking hilarious to me. Because if I never worked at one, you wouldn't have done that. Whatever. This is the perfect reason why you can't, like, judge a book by its cover. You should. Here's the thing. You can judge all you want. But don't act on it, because you might look dumb. Anyways, back to the whole gist of this episode is I was raised to keep the peace until I realized whose peace is actually keeping. It's keeping the people that hurt me. It's keeping their peace. They're living comfortable. They're sleeping well because nobody else is telling you what actually happened. And so now, I don't feel so bad anymore. I'm not being confrontational. I'm not being trying to stir the pot. I'm simply telling you what happened to me. And if you can't handle that, that's a you problem, not a me problem. If you agree with them, if you side with them, cool. Nobody's asking you to pick a side. I'm just telling you what happened to me.